The Lord in prayer. Almighty and ever blessed God, we thank thee this evening hour, we can turn again unto thee, and we would come, and we pray that we would further find thee in prayer. May we be aware of thee, O Lord, as we pray, and as we sing thy praise tonight. O may there be that warmth within. May there be that acknowledging of thee, O Lord. Draw near to us in that gracious way and bless our souls. We need thee, O Lord, at the end of this day. We need that reviving, that strengthening, that helping. And we pray in a gracious way and also in a merciful way that would bestow these things upon us. O Lord, we come to thee. We would confess our sin, our latest sin. O Lord, cleanse us, Heavenly Father. We need pray such a prayer every day because we fail thee in thought, word and deed every day. Cleanse us afresh. O Lord, we sincerely and humbly pray this prayer. Cleanse us, O Lord, and may we now be aware of thy peace and comfort. O Lord, we thank thee for thy word, and we pray that we might be helped to trust thee in these days, when we are cast down, when we are perplexed like the psalmist. May we trust in thee. O Lord, we do miss being able to come together as a people in this place. O Lord, we have thought of the love of the psalmist, his joy to be in thy house. O Lord, we miss such things, but we look forward in anticipation soon to being able to come back together. Lord, thou dost see the desire of our hearts tonight. Thou dost see what we long for. O Lord, make up, we pray, and help us, O Lord. Bless thy word to us. Speak to us through thy word. We think of these familiar words we will consider tonight, but may they come afresh. May we learn new things, and may we be helped in the evening hour, the night time of the day, and may we be helped through thy word in the morning, and in every season and circumstance that we find ourselves in. O gracious God, bless thy word to us tonight. Lord, we humbly pray. Oh, may the Holy Spirit take the preached word, and may it be fruitful in the soul, and may we walk in the right way. Oh, Lord, we thank thee again for our beloved Redeemer. Oh, we find great comfort in thinking on him and considering what he did for us here upon earth. He accomplished redemption. Therefore, we can rest tonight. Therefore, we can look to the future. Therefore, we can look to eternity. Oh, we thank thee for our Saviour. And, O Lord our God, draw us nearer, we pray. We fill the distance. O Lord, draw us nearer. May we know the warmth near to Christ at his feet. May our love increase. May our eye be more fixed on him, our Captain, our Saviour, our Captain who will steer us through life, our Saviour who will preserve us. O Lord, hear us now. Bless the congregation. May they know thy nearness tonight and for friends as well. O Lord, hear us. For Christ's sake, all glory be to thee. Not unto us, but to thee, Lord, and have the honour and the praise. Hear our prayer. For Christ's sake, amen. Well, let's turn back to that reading we read earlier, to Psalm 119. And tonight we come to the beginning of this new portion, and we'll read by way of text, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Dear congregation, in the night, but also in the day, we have God's word to show us the way. how we need God to help us in our lives, particularly at this time as we consider the situation before us. We need help from above and we need direction each and every day of our lives. We need direction. We need to hear the word of the Lord that we might be helped on our way. Well, let us therefore, as we consider these words afresh tonight, and consider the blessing not only in the daytime, but also in the nighttime of the Word of God. Oh, may we be those who reach for this book. May we turn to it. May we be regular in doing so. May it be our habit for the glory of God, for our joy and the benefit of our soul. The psalmist said in Psalm 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And you see that a contrast for those who do not love the Lord and those who do. Others will take no thought for the word, but the Lord's people find blessing, they find delight in the word, they know the benefit, the profit of the word, and so they are found turning to it, not only in the daytime, but also in the nighttime. Well, in the evening hour of this day, may we find profit, may we find blessing in the word, and as we consider the night before us and the new day, if the Lord spares, may the Lord direct us tonight. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Tonight I like us to consider, with the Lord's help, first of all, a lamp in the night and a light in the day. And then secondly, taking hold of the word and using it. Taking hold of the word and using it. A light, rather a lamp in the night and a light in the day. And secondly, taking hold of the word and using it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now we have here described the word as a lamp and a light. And right at the outset, we think plainly that the word gives direction. A lamp in the night and a light in the day, that we might see the way wherein we are to walk. Now you consider in the dark evenings here in the winter time, or the winter's about to come, we need to use torches so that we might see. But then in the daytime, we have the light with signs so we can see the way. We have guidance through the word each and every day, in the daytime and in the nighttime, but then also in different situations, as is the case in the nighttime compared to the daytime. We think of direction here. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word guides our feet and helps us on the way as we press on through this world. As we think of the course of life here tonight, the word of God is a great aid to us, that we might know the way and that we might follow what the Lord would say unto us. The Lord leads us through his word. We can consider also the Lord leads in his providence. You remember Abraham's servant. He said, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." We think there the providence of God, and how precious is the subject of the providence of God, his most holy and wise providence, and that he leads us, he guides us, he governs us, and he preserves us. I being in the way, rest, dear child of God, tonight. You are in the way. The Lord is leading in his providence. We also see here, the Lord leads through his word. There is direction. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now we have two thoughts here. The word is a lamp and a light. Listen to the Puritan Thomas Manton. "Of the double notion by which the direction of the word is set forth." We think particularly of the direction. Now, as we consider this, we're reminded very quickly, are we not, of the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day in the wilderness. In Exodus 13, verse 21, we read, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." You see, there in the wilderness, the Lord led them through the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. Not only was it the daytime, but also the nighttime that he led them. And as we come back to this word, we see the same truth here in the night, but also in the day. The Lord leads through his word. He gives direction. And not only in the nighttime and in the daytime, but in different circumstances, as we will see in a moment, maybe the darkness of affliction or the day of blessing. Well, let's just open this up a little further tonight. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And as we consider that the word is a lamp and a light, we consider now God's word. Thy word. We look to the Lord. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, we read, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Inspired fully by him from Genesis through to Revelation. It's God's word. Thy word, the Lord has spoken. In Psalm 68, verse 11, we read, "The Lord gave the word." Dear young people, we think of the Bible, the scriptures. It's God's word. Our triune God has spoken to us. And just pause and consider a little as we think of God. He is infinite in wisdom and knowledge. So great is his knowledge, his wisdom is infinite, and the Lord has spoken. Therefore, we can trust this book. We can trust what the Lord has said. We need not doubt one word. Let us trust it. Thy word. It's not a question here, is it? It's a recognition that God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It comes from him. He has given this light, and we need not doubt it in any situation. We can turn, we can reach for the lamp and live in light of the word. Let's believe it. Yes, we do, but let's believe it. What do I mean? Let's exercise faith. Yes, the Lord is speaking to me. I'm ready to hear thee, O Lord. Remember Samuel of old, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." There's Samuel. He's believing. It's God that was speaking. Let's believe that. We come to it. God is speaking. We believe. Thy word is a lamp. There's no question. And is there not great comfort here? To know that God's word is a lamp in the night time and is a light in the day. We believe it. Remember Paul, when he was before Felix, as he defended his life and what he had preached, he said this in Acts 24, verse 14, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." Believing all things. It's God's word. Therefore, with this belief in our heart, we'll reach for the lamp and we'll seek to walk by the light in the day. The light, God's word. It's God's word. He has spoken. It's to be humbly received then. It's to be used, as we will consider in a moment. Yes, there are some things hard to be understood, but we believe what is written and we reach for the lamp. And we seek to walk in the light of the word of God. It's God's word. Thy word. May that be a help to you in the different situations you may be facing at this time. It is God's word, and God will speak to me through this blessed book, and I'm ready to receive because it's the word of my God. It's the word of my triune God, my heavenly Father, my precious Saviour, and my loving Comforter. I'm ready. It's thy word. I will reach humbly for the lamp tonight, and I will reach for the word in the daytime as well. We're leading on, consider secondly, the direction. We thought particularly it's God's word. God's word directs. Well, let's consider the direction here. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lamp to my feet in the night, that we may be able to walk, and a light to our path in the day, that we may know the way as we press on through this world or course of life. A light unto my path. There is this way. There is this course of life. Dear brothers and sisters, we're on a journey through this world. We're thankful, are we not, that this world is not home. Our home is in heaven, but we're on this journey. There's the course of life before us. We need direction. Well, we have it in the word of God. There's direction. He has given his word that we might know what we are to believe and the way we are to go. The direction. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And let's just think of this a little. Consider firstly, under this point of direction, there's direction in the night time at the end of the day. The day's work is done and the night has come. And now we're afforded direction through the word. You may have had a long day, but you come to the word, you reach, as it were, for the lamp in the night time, that you might know the Lord speaking to your soul, comforting you, blessing you, and directing you. Maybe the word comes home in the evening hour in your own homes, and it helps you to focus on what you're to do and the situation that is before you. May have been, it's come upon you in the daytime, and now the night's come. And you reach for the lamp, and you prayerfully pray, Lord, show me, and the Lord directs you. The lamp gives light, so you know what to think or what to say. Maybe there's something on the morrow you've got to face, and you reach for the lamp, that you might know how you're to respond and what you're to do in the situation on the morrow. Consider thirdly, it may be in the evening hour. You reach for the lamp and the lamp directs you and corrects you. You may have strayed, but you've reached for the lamp and the Lord has spoken to you. And he's seeking to correct you, that you might turn your feet and go back in the right way. The Lord directs, he shows us in the evening hour of the day. A lamp unto my feet, that we might know what to do. But let's think of this a little further, that we might be guided in all our ways, right down to every step. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. There's this guidance. The word is a blessing. It shines that we might know which way to go, what step to take at every junction. Let's consider a little further. The word is a lamp in the evening. It can help us go to sleep. I know some of my children, my younger ones that is, like to have the light on in the evening. It's comforting. And they're able to go off to sleep. Consider how the word of God can so help you go to sleep at times. Maybe you've read something and you're meditating on some promise and you're focused on the Lord. Maybe Romans 8 verse 28, all things work together for good. And you're thinking on this and that verse is shining on your mind. And with that truth before you, you begin to rest and then you go off to sleep. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. We're directed to trust God. And blessed are those times when we're reading in the evening and we're directed by the Lord to trust him. And then we're able to go off to sleep. A lamp in the night time. But perhaps you can't go off to sleep some nights. What can you do? Turn to the word of God. You may wake up in the night and you may put your light on next to your bed. Will you turn to the word of God, a lamp in the night? If you can't sleep, read a few verses or meditate on a verse you know well that you found has been a great comfort to you. It's a lamp in the night. Oh, what a blessing to turn to the word of God, to reach for the lamp at the end of the day. But let's consider now another subject. The word gives direction in the night of affliction. The word gives direction in the night of affliction. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. We think of the night time here first of all. We can think of the natural night and the blessing of turning to the word in the evening hour. But let's consider a night of affliction now. Isaiah 50 verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now we consider here a God-fearer, a believer who truly fears the Lord. They're in darkness. Of course, it's not the darkness of unbelief. No, they love the Lord, they believe, but it's there the darkness of affliction. And have no light, we read there. It's so dark, some trial has come upon you. And oh, over you, and it's dark. It's got dark. It's hard as you press on in this world. Providence seems dark and mysterious. Perhaps for you, you're like in a cave. I remember going in Cheddar Caves as a boy many years ago. And it was dark in certain places. Yes, there were certain lights at certain parts of the tour around, but in other parts it was dark. It may be like a cave for you at this present time. Some perplexing providence, and it's dark and mysterious. You may be in the depths, Psalm 130, and you don't feel that lifting as you so desire. You're in the depths and it seems dark. You may be upset, confused. Maybe you're crying, but then you become so weary that you can hardly cry. You know what that's like? You've been crying. And then your throat becomes dry. Yet you're still mourning within. You long for the night of affliction to pass and a new day of blessing to come. But you're struggling in the trial. You may be sinking in this dark and mysterious providence. Turn with me to Psalm 69 verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried, mine eyes fell while I wait for my God. He so felt it. He was sinking. It was dark there. He'd been crying, but now he's weary. His eyes fell while he's looking to the Lord. What a place to be in. And it's not an easy place, is it? In the night of affliction. Remember this as you turn to Psalm 69. And as you look at the New Testament as well, you consider your Saviour in his humiliation. And so remember this, he is your sympathizing high priest. He went through the darkness of affliction. He sympathizes with you. It's not an easy place, is it? How many of the Lord's people have struggled over these past few months because of the pandemic? Others have been struggling, serve the Lord's people. But then maybe other situations have arisen. Maybe something in the home or something in the church, and it's a hard providence. There's a night of affliction, but there's good news here. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Light comes into the dark place. Thy word is a lamp. You may be in the darkness of some affliction. Remember, the word of God is a lamp. And the Lord can so cause it to shine across your soul. And you know, well, this is the way. I'm to keep trusting the Lord. And I'm to do this. Light comes. It's a precious thing, isn't it? We sense the Lord is speaking to us in the trial. And we hear his voice. You may be like you're in a cave and it's dark. But then the light springs in. Oh, it's the voice of my beloved. And he comes to comfort you. And he comes to lead you and direct you. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. But moving on. There's direction in the daytime here. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. We think of the night time particularly. The lamp is taken, as we will consider in a moment. But then we come to the day. A light unto my path. Remember again, the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. We see a wonderful truth here. Direction in the night and direction in the day. A light on my path or unto my path in the day. When I wake up in the morning and the night is past. And I have a new day before me in the providence of God. There's work to do, or maybe college or school. I can turn to the word and let the Lord speak to me and guide me and help me in view of the day. I may have new people to meet. I have certain things to do, decisions to make. Oh, look to the word of God. It's a light in the daytime. And it's the preciousness, isn't it, of reading in the morning. A new day before you. Oh, turn to the word of God. Yes, at times it may be for a mother, by way of example, she may have to get her children up first and get them off to school, and then she can turn to the word. But seek in the morning someone to turn to the word, that it might be a help to you for the day before you. I need guidance. What do we read here? A light unto my path. The word of God is before me in the day, in the morning. I need guidance, Lord, speak to me. It may be the Lord's day. The new day has come. Lord, speak to me through thy word, that I might be more helped to worship thee and profit further through the word in the times of public worship. But consider then, there's this direction for the day. We thought of direction in the night, but now here's direction in the day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now it may be you wake up in the morning and the same trial is still before you. Or you know there's some other difficulty coming your way and you're worried about something. You're perplexed. You know you've got to face this difficulty today. Where the word of God is a light unto my path. The Lord speaks in the day of affliction, as well as in the night of affliction. The Lord speaks, he's so kind to us. You turn to the word, you look to him, he'll help you in the night time, before you go to sleep, and then he'll help you when you wake up in the morning, with that trial before you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have direction waiting for me in the day. But let's consider a little further here. Direction in the day of blessing. Direction in the day of blessing. The night of affliction is past. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So let's consider now direction in the day of blessing. Direction. To give thanks to the Lord. You remember the 10 lepers? They were blessed, they were healed, but only one came back. And are we not directed on a day of blessing to give thanks unto the Lord. The night of affliction is past. You may wake up one morning, a trial's behind me now. A day of blessing has come. I'm past that trial, and I'm directed to give thanks. We're directed to bless the Lord and to rejoice in him. Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits. Many benefits there. We can think of the forgiveness of sin. Consider the benefit of being led through the night of affliction to a day of blessing. I will bless the Lord. And the Lord has given light to me to cause me to bless him. Oh, for a day of blessing for the church. How we long for it. Many a congregation, many a minister are going through the night of affliction. Oh, reach for the lamp. How we long for the day of blessing. And we're taught in the day of blessing to do certain things. We're to praise God. And we're to be glad in him. Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. See the direction there? A day of blessing comes. We will give thanks and praise unto the Lord. We will rejoice in him. We'll be glad in him. Oh, for a day. When we're so glad in the Lord, the night of affliction has passed and a day of blessing has come, and we reach for the book, I'm going to praise God on that day. Yes, we praise him in the days of affliction, but all we're being taught, are we not, when the day of blessing comes, when we're through some trial in the church, I will rejoice in the Lord. A light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There's direction here. The Lord directs our steps, shows us the way. Psalm 119, verse 133, over the page. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. So then the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. But as we draw to a close, just briefly and secondly, taking hold of the word and living in the light of it. Taking hold of the word and living in the light of it, or using the word, as we considered earlier. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Think first of all of the illustration of a lamp. In the night time, particularly years ago, when it was dark, one would take hold of the lamp so they could see the way. And when I was growing up, on Saturday evenings, we as a family used to visit my grandparents in New Forest at the farm, Southview Farm. And I loved going there, make our journey from Totton out into the forest and then to this lovely farm there near Bramshaw. A little later, I used to travel to the chalet bungalow in Windsor on the edge of the forest. And I can remember many nights, sat by the fire, Saturday evenings, we'd had tea, Granny had made tea, and now we were sat by this hot fire and we were talking. But the time passed so quickly and it was time to go on. And I remember my grandfather doing this. He would put on his old coat and his flat cap and he would take hold of this old red torch, and he went outside and he would go down the drive to open the gate. He took the torch. Why? So he could see the way. He held it in front of him so he could see the way. He took it. He used it. As we think of the word of God, thy word a lamp unto my feet. Here's the psalmist. He's taken the word of God. It's a lamp to him, and he's going forward. It shows him the way, and he's following. Oh, we're to use the word of God. It is a lamp, and it is a light. We're to walk in view of the word. See the two things here? These two things to illustrate The truth are taking hold of the word. It's a lamp and we walk in the light of God's word. Take the lamp tonight, this evening hour. Take it again before you go to bed. Read over it prayerfully. That's taking hold of the lamp. And pray that God would so shine on your mind in the things you have before you to show you the way. Take the lamp tonight. Pray that the Holy Spirit would impress the word upon you. Take it in a prayerful way. Read, pray, and meditate. And as you venture forward, oh, into the darkness of affliction as well, oh, trust the word. In the evening hour, take the lamp. You've got things to reflect upon in the day that is past. Things on the morrow, if the Lord spares, take the lamp. Pray about it. Lord, may thy word show me what I am to do. And then in the darkness of affliction, take the lamp. What a blessing. We have a lamp to take hold of in the night of affliction. Let's take hold of it. It's important to take hold of the lamp. Maybe you're so struggling and you find it hard to read. Perhaps get someone else to read it to you. Or listen to the reading of the word of God. Take hold. How often I have been blessed through the Lord's help in taking hold of the lamp in the night of affliction and allowing God's word to help me and to guide me. Take the lamp. You come to some crossroads and it's not clear, like in a night time. Take hold of the lamp prayerfully. And pray that the Lord would guide you. In the daytime, a light unto my path, oh, that the word would shine on my way and show me what I am to do. Search the scriptures. Look to the Lord. It may be that the Lord says to you, you're to go forward in this situation. Or it may be wait a little bit. That may be what the Lord is directing. Or it may be you're to take a different little route now in the providence of God. It may be you failed in some way. And the word comes, you take the lamp in the evening and the Lord shows you and he seeks to correct you and help you go in the right direction. In the evening hour of the day, take hold of the lamp. Dear child of God, use it. There's a lamp for you to use. Take hold of it. Take hold of the lamp when you cannot sleep. Take hold of the lamp in the trials you face. In that dark cave experience, reach for the light. Take hold of the lamp in the sorrows you face. Take hold of the lamp in the perplexing situations. Take hold of the lamp and let the Lord speak to you and live in the light of the word in the daytime. Live in the light of God's word. Be mindful of God's word, what you have read, and seek to follow what the Lord has been saying to you. When you go about your business in the daytime, live in the light of the word. Read it and live in the light of the word. Oh, that your mind would be drawn to the word and you'd be helped. Oh, that there would be the influences of the word on your mind and heart in the daytime, that you might be helped on your journey and be ready to run when the Lord so helps you. Psalm 119, verse 32, what do we read? I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run. A new day is coming. There's activity. Lord, may there be that influence on my mind and my soul that I may run in the light of thy word. Now, in closing, let the word of God be used all the time. And constantly. Just note these words again. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's not just for part of the day, is it? Maybe 5 minutes once a day. It's not just for part of the week, no. There's to be this constant turning and taking hold and living in the light of the Word. Now consider the night time, and then comes the day. What comes after the daytime? The night time. And so we're back to thy word as a lamp unto my feet. And then if the Lord spares, the morning comes, and a light unto my path. You see, on it should go. Tonight we take hold of the lamp, then in the morning and throughout the day. But then tomorrow evening, take hold of the lamp. But then also in the different circumstances of life, in the day of blessing, live in the light of the word, but also in the night of affliction. Keep turning to the word. Let it be your concern each day and each night, at some time in the night, at some time in the day, that you turn to the word. On it goes. So it should be. Listen to Spurgeon. Each man should use the word of God personally, practically, and habitually, that he may see his way and see what lies in it. Oh, this book is so precious. Let the Lord speak to you again tonight and tomorrow, and then tomorrow night if he spares, and the next day. Oh, how precious it is when the Lord speaks to us. It's God's word. Oh, then to live nearer to him. Oh, to be more in communion with the Lord in the day and in the night. And you consider this, he so loves you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to direct you. So he directs you here to take hold of the lamp in the night or in the night of affliction, and then to live in the light of the word in the day of blessing and in the daytime. He loves you so much, he wants to help you. So then, dear child of God, this evening hour, take hold of the lamp in view of the situations in your life and trust God. Look to him, and if the Lord spares you to the morning, live in the light of the word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May the Lord speak to us. For his name's sake, amen.